إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. Once again, I welcome all of you. We continue in our class of عقيدة. The creed. In this book, from this book, عقيدة السلف, أصحاب الحديث للإمام أبي عثمان بن إسماعيل بن عبد الرحمن الصابوني رحمه الله تعالى. The explanation of our beloved Sheikh العلامة Sheikh ربيع بن هادي المدخلي حفظه الله تعالى. We still bring in the introduction of this book. Tonight we're going to read to you something about the author of the book himself, Al-Imam al-Sabuni, rahimahullah ta'ala. Since we're going to be studying his book, at least we know who this man was. نسبه هو أبو عثمان إسماعيل ابن عبد الرحمن ابن أحمد ابن إسماعيل ابن إبراهيم ابن عامر ابن عابد الصابوني النيسابوري نسبة إلى نيسابور. النيسابوري because of the area called نيسابور, وهي مدينة عظيمة مشهورة كانت في بلاد خراسان. الحافظ المفسر المحدث الفقيه الواعظ الملقب بشيخ الإسلام. سبحان الله. So he is الحافظ as ابن عساكر في تاريخ دمشق. He mentioned him as الحافظ. He's a مفسر. He was a great scholar of تفسير. محدث. He was a scholar of حديث. فقيه. He was a scholar of fiqh. Al-wa'id, quasi, to give beautiful admonitions. Al-mulaqab bi shaykh al-Islam. They used the ulama, they used to call him shaykh al-Islam. Wa'amma lafz al-sabuni, faqad dhakar al-sam'ani fi kitab al-ansab, annahu nisbatan ila amal al-sabun. He says, as for his, now he's famous with al-sabuni. A lot of people don't even know his name. If you ask people, what's his name? Which is Ismail ibn Abd al-Rahman. Some people may not know that, but if you say As-Sabuni, they're like, oh, Imam As-Sabuni. As for this word As-Sabuni, Al-Imam As-Sam'ani, in his book Al-Ansab, he says he was given this because of the sabun. Sabun in Arabic is soap. Soap that you wash your hands with, that's sabun. Okay? So you're learning some vocab now. وَقَالَ وَبَيْتٌ كَبِيرٌ بِنَيْسَابُورَ السَّابُونِيَّةِ. And also there was this big family, famous family, in نيسابور. They call them As-Sabuniyya. Like here, they say the Williams. Alright? The Williams, the Johnsons, and the like. Okay? So now here, they call them As-Sabuniyya. Like Al-Suhaymi, like Al-Fawzan, Al-Dawsari. This is Qabail, big families. They have this name. قال لعل بعد أجدادهم عمل الصابون فعرفوا به. He says why they will call them الصابونية, because perhaps some of their great forefathers they worked with on soap. That was their job. They used to make soap and the like, and sell it and the like. So that's why they call them الصابونية, meaning those who make soaps. Like, and this is some very famous scholars. They were known through this. Okay? Like Al-Imam Al-Barbahari, الإمام البربهاري رحمه الله, who died in the year 329 of the Hijra, they mention in his biography that perhaps he got this because of some spices that used to come from India, Barbahar. Likewise, Al-Attar, and many others. حياته ولد الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله في بوشنج من نواحي هرات. And Bushenj is an area, like a city or village. And in the greater area that is called Harat. في النصف من جماد الآخرة سنة 73 و300 من الهجرة. It was in the middle, the 15th of, or the middle of جماد الآخرة. Like this month we're in right now. In the year 373 of the Hijra. In the year 373 of the Hijra. That's over 1,000 years ago. Okay? قال عبد الغافر الفارسي كان أبوه عبد الرحمن أبو نصر من كبار الواعظين بنيسابور. ففتك به لأجل التعصب والمذهب وقتل. عبد الغافر الفارسي, he says that الإمام الصابوني's father, عبد الرحمن, أبو نصر, he was a very famous wa'id from those people who give da'wah and teach the people in Naysabur, the area where Imam al-Sabuni was born and grew up. But he was killed because of madhabs. People fanatics to the madhab, irhamukallah. People who, they don't follow the madhab of Ahl-Sunnah, they killed him, ayyadu billah. وإسماعيل بعد حول 7 سنين. وأقعد بمجلس الوعظ مقام أبيه. And at that moment, Imam al-Sabuni, he just passed 7 years. As the narration says, he was 10. And he took his father's chair. At that young age, he began to give classes and to teach the people. كما جاء في تهذيب تاريخ دمشق كان أول مجلس عقده بنيسابور بعد قتل والده سنة 82 و300, أي أن له 10 سنوات. In this book, تهذيب تاريخ دمشق, they mentioned that the first class that Imam al-Sabuni gave in Naysabur, it was in Naysabur after the killing of his father. It was in the year 382 of the Hijra. He was 10 years old. وحضر أئمة الوقت مجالسه. He says that the أئمة of that time, they came and attend that class. وأخذ الإمام أبو الطيب سهل بن محمد الصعلوكي في تربيته وتهيئة أسبابه. And Imam Abu Tayyib, Sahl ibn Muhammad al-Sa'luki, he took good care of this young man by nurturing him and teaching him and the like. And he was, هذا الإمام أبو الطيب كان أحد أئمة الشافعية بنيسابور وكان يلقب شمس الإسلام. And this sheikh, he was one of the great imams, the imams in al-Shafi'iyya, of al-Shafi'iyya. The ulama who follow the school of thought of Imam al-Shafi'i. And they used to call him Shams al-Islam. وَكَانَ يَحْضُرُ مَجَالِسَهُ وَيُثْنِي عَلَيْهِ This great Imam, he used to attend the classes and the gatherings of Al-Imam al-Sabuni when he was very young. And he used to praise him and mention him with good. وكذلك سائر الأئمة كالأستاذ أبي إسحاق الإسفرايني. Likewise, other Imams at that time, they are old of age and Imams, they used to attend the classes of this young boy. From them is Abi Ishaq al-Isfarayini, wa huwa Ibrahim ibn Muhammad, ibn Ibrahim ibn Mihran, Abu Ishaq al-Isfarayini. Wa kadhalika al-Ustad al-Imam Abi Bakr ibn Furq. Likewise, this Imam, Ustad Imam Abi Bakr ibn Furq. Wa huwa Muhammad ibn al-Hasan ibn Furq Abi Bakr al-Asbahani al-Faqih, al-Usul al-Mutakallim al-Wa'idh al-Wara'. This is a great Imam. حدث بنيسابور وبنى فيها مدرسة. This Imam Abi Bakr ibn Furq, he used to teach Hadith in Naysabur, and he built and actually established a school in Naysabur of Hadith. له تصانيف عديدة في أصول الدين ومعاني القرآن بلغت قريبا من المئة. He has compiled many books. They wrote many books in the foundations and the fundamental principles of the deen, in the interpretation of the Quran and the tafsir. They mentioned that is close to 100 books. And he died in year 406 of the Hijra. قال وسائر الأئمة كانوا يحضرون مجلس تذكيره ويتعجبون من كمال ذكائه وعقله وحسن إراده الكلام عربيه وفارسيه وحفظه الأحاديث حتى كبر وبلغ مبلغ الرجال. Still they say, and the rest of the A'imma, they used to attend his gathering when he give da'wah, when he teaches and remind the people and admonish the people. And they used to be astonished and amazed of how intelligent this young man is. Very intelligent and eloquent, and the knowledge he has, and how eloquent when he brings the topics, whether when he speaks in Arabic or in Persian. Because he was born in the Persian peninsula. Likewise, they used to be amazed in him memorizing many hadith. ومما يدل على إجادته ذلك ما ذكره ابن عساكر عن أبي بكر بن فورك أنه رجع من مجلسه يوما فقال تعجبت اليوم من كلام هذا الشاب تكلم بكلام عذب بالعربية والفارسية. From the things that prove to this that he was very eloquent and very good when he gave his talk in both languages, Arabic and Persian, that which Imam ibn Asakir has mentioned that Abi Bakr ibn Furq, who attended once one of his classes, and he said, I'm so amazed today from the speech of this young man who spoke so eloquently and so good in both Arabic language and a Persian language. حتى كبر وبلغ مبلغ الرجال. And he continued to be like that until he grew up. ولم يزل رحمه الله يرتفع شأنه حتى صار إلى ما صار إليه. And he continued upon this until he became a great imam. Until he became a great imam. وهو في جميع أوقاته مشتغل بكثرة العبادات ووظائف الطاعات. And with all of this knowledge he attained, and the fiqh and the hadith and the classes, also this is a man who was known with ibadah, perform a lot of ibadat and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بالغ في العفاف والسداد وصيانة النفس. He was very known with his abstinence from the dunya and taking good care of himself staying away from haram and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. معروف بحسن الصلاة وطول القنوت واستشعار الهيبة حتى كان يضرب به المثل. Known with the beautiful way he performed the salat, according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallam, and how he used to, when he stand to pray, he stay for a long time. He was very respected, so much so that they used to set him always as an example in good. ووصفه عبد الغافر بأنه الإمام شيخ الإسلام. One of his contemporary, he described him as الإمام شيخ الإسلام, الخطيب. الخطيب meaning the one who is excellent in delivering sermons. المفسر, the one who has knowledge of tafsir. المحدث, has knowledge of hadith. الواعظ. And with that, he's very eloquent and good in giving admonition and addressing the people. أوحد وقته في طريقته. In his time, he says no one was like him. He was unique in the way he does his things. وعظ المسلمين في مجالس التذكير 70 سنة. وخطب وصلى في الجامع يعني بنيسابور نحو من 20 سنة. He says he gave admonition to the Muslims and in many gatherings of remembrance of Allah and reminding the people of their duties some 70 years. And as for giving khutbas and being the imam to give the khutbas and deliver sermons on Jumu'ah on Friday in the great mosque in Naysabur, some more than 20 years. وذكر السيوطي, one of the great scholars of this of the Deen, السيوطي والداودي في كتابيهما طبقات المفسرين, وأورد أنه أقام شهرا في تفسير آية, وهذا يدل على سعة علمه في تفسير القرآن الكريم. الإمام السيوطي and another إمام الداودي, they mention that الإمام الصابوني, he spent a whole month bringing the tafsir of one ayah, whole month. They said this indicate his vast knowledge in the tafsir of the Quran al-Karim. This that proves and shows his vast knowledge in the tafsir, since he spent a whole month in one ayah, bringing the tafsir of one verse. وكان الصابوني رحمه الله يحترم الحديث ويهتم بالأسانيد. الصابوني رحمه الله, he has great respect for the ahadith, for the narrations of the Prophet ﷺ, and he was serious and give much importance to the asanid, the chains of narrations of the hadith. Not just learning a hadith, memorizing a hadith, but also the chain of narration. Where does this hadith come from? Because he's in the year 373, so 380, 390, 410, 420. Now he didn't hear from the Prophet ﷺ. He didn't hear from Abu Bakr. He didn't hear from Umar, Uthman, Ali, Talha, Aisha, Zubair, Abu Huraira. He didn't hear from the Sahaba. He didn't even hear from At-Tabi'een or Atba' At-Tabi'een. So there is a chain of narrations, a chain of people, that one of them, he said, I heard from so-and-so, from so-and-so, from so-and-so, from so-and-so, that Abu Huraira said, see? So he didn't just memorize the hadith, but he focused on the chains of narrations as well. فَقَدْ حَكَى الْفَقِيهِ أَبُو سَعِيدَ السُّكَّرِ عَنْ بَعْدِ مَنْ يُوثَقُ بِقَوْلِهِ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ أَنَّ الصَّابُونِ قَالِ. Then he mentioned that Al-Faqih, one of the great scholars of fiqh, Abu Sa'id al-Sukkari, he mentioned this story, that something about Imam al-Sabun, rahimahullah, and this Imam, he mentioned it from somebody that he trusted, from the righteous people that told him that the Sabuni says, that Imam al-Sabuni said once, ما رويت خبرا ولا أثرا في المجلس إلا وعندي إسناده. Says, I have not mentioned any hadith or any athar, which is a statement of a tabi'un, of the sahaba or tabi'un, except that I have its chain narration ready. You ask for it, I have it for you, subhanAllah. And remember, they do that stuff from their memory. He says, I have not narrated any hadith or mentioned any hadith in any of my gatherings or classes, nor I have mentioned any athar, which is the statements of the sahaba in the main place, and also the statements of at-tabi'un, except that I have the chain of narration, where I got it from. Who told me, and who heard it from who, and who, and who, until he go back, whether to the Prophet ﷺ or to the companion. قال وما دخلت بيت الكتب قط إلا على طهارة. Imam al-Sabani, he says, he never went to his library with his books to study except upon purification. Make wudu, then go and deal with the books. Period, he says. Never. He never went to his library or to the room where the books are, except that he has to be upon tahara first, purification. قال وما رويت الحديث ولا عقدت المجلس ولا قعدت للتدريس إلا على الطهارة سبحان الله. And also he says, Imam al-Sabuni says about himself, I have never narrated a hadith, nor set any class, or set to the people, for the people to teach them, except that I am upon tahara, upon purification. وكان الصابوني رحمه الله كذلك ينظم الشعر أحيانا. And also they mention in his biography that with all of this vast knowledge in hadith, fiqh, tafsir, and many other fields, he used to say poetry too. أسرته. Now we deal with, briefly, this is brief because I'm skipping things. أسرته, his family. We learn something about the family of this great Imam, Imam al-Sabuni. لأبي عثمان الصابوني ولدان. He has two sons. ولدان مثنى. عبد الله أبو نصر, one of his two sons, عبد الله أبو نصر, مات في حياة والده في بعد ثغور أذربيجان وهو متوجه إلى الحجاز للحج. But as for عبد الله, he died in the life of his father, when his father Imam al-Sabuni was still alive. And he died in a place in Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan is still a country as we speak. You know that, right? It's right there to the south of Russia. Azerbaijan, you got Kazakhstan, and all of those countries in there. Okay? Where Samarkand, this Azerbaijan is very famous. There's a lot of great scholars came from that area, by the way. Tashkent. Okay, I think that's the capital, by the way, of Azerbaijan, if I'm not mistaken, Tashkent. Those who have an iPhone, you can correct me. Any names here? Uzbekistan is Tashkent. Tay. All right. We have khilaf. So he died in the life of his father while he was going to make Hajj. He was in his way to make Hajj, but he dies on the way. Rahimahullah. Wal akhar huwa Abdul Rahman Abu Bakr. He was right. Tay. والآخر هو عبد الرحمن أبو بكر. The other son is named عبد الرحمن أبو بكر. سمع أباه بنيسابور وسمع الحديث وأسمعه وعقد مجلس الإملاء وتولى القضاء بأذربيجان. As for عبد الرحمن, he learned hadith and heard the hadith, and he study under his father in Naysabur, And he heard the hadith, and also he taught the hadith. He's, because when they say the hadith, they will narrate it to others. That's how what he mean. Whatever they learn hadith, they disseminated to others. And he was a judge, actually. Abdurrahman was a judge in Azerbaijan. Mata bi Asbahan fi hududi sanat 500. He died in another great province at that time that brought many scholars, called them an Asbahani. In the year of 500 of the Hijra. وله أخ هو إسحاق بن عبد الرحمن الصابوني أبو يعلى الواعظ. Also Imam al-Sabuni has a brother. He has a brother. His name is Ishaq ibn Abd al-Rahman al-Sabuni Abu Ya'la al-Wa'id. Also he used to give classes and teach ينوب عنه في الوعظ. And he used to actually fill for Imam al-Sabuni when he is not available. Imam al-Sabuni, because he, as the ulama, they travel to seek knowledge and to give da'wah. So when he's not there, his brother, he takes his place. And he's the one who gives the sermons, the khutbahs, and gives the classes and the like. سَمِعَ الْحَدِيثَ بِهَرَاتْ وَلَيْسَابُورْ وَبَغْدَادْ. His brother, Abu Ishaq, Ibn Abd al-Rahman, Ishaq Ibn Abd al-Rahman, he heard the hadith in Harat and Naysabur, and also in Baghdad. Baghdad, which is now Baghdad in Iraq, the capital of Iraq. كان مولده سنة 375 هجرية وفاته ربيع الآخر سنة 455 للهجرة. That he was born in the year 375 of the Hijra, and he died in the year 455 of the Hijra. Who was older, Ishaq or Imam al-Sabuni or Ismail? Ismail, 2 years. He's older than him because he was born in 373, but his brother 375. But he lived after him. 6 years after him. ويتضح مما سبق أن عائلة إسماعيل الصابوني عائلة علم ومعرفة وإرشاد. A summary, and we benefit from what has preceded, we mentioned that the family of Ismail الصابوني, which is the Imam Abu Uthman, is a family of knowledge. Not only they have knowledge, but also they disseminated. For the people of Irshad, they propagate the Sunnah, they propagate the knowledge. حيث كان أبوه من كبار الواعظين, because his father was a very famous, one of the great people who taught the people. Okay, and he used to teach. وكان ابنه عبد الرحمن ممن اشتغل بالحديث وطول القضاء. His son عبد الرحمن, he studied the hadith and narrated the hadith, and also he was a judge. وكان أخو إسحاق ينوب عنه في وعظ الناس وسمع الحديث بعدة نواحي. As for his brother, Ishaq, he used to fear for him when he's in his absence. He used to teach the people and take Imam al-Sabuni's place when he's absent to teach the people. Beside that, he has heard the hadith and learned the hadith and heard the hadith from the ulama in different places. Now shuyukhuhu, some of the mashayikh, the teachers of al-Imam al-Sabuni rahimahullah. Lissabuni rahimahullah ta'ala mashayikh kathirun, akhada anhum al-ahadith wal-athar. Akhada anhum al-hadith wal-athar wal-ahkam wasair funun al-ilm. Imam al-Sabuni has many teachers and mashayikh. He learned from them the hadith, the narration of the Prophet ﷺ, and the statements of the Sahaba and the Tabi'un and the Ulama, and the Ahkam, the rulings, regulations, and many fields in Islam, many science. لعل أبرزهم أستاذه الحاكم أبو عبد الله الحافظ النيسابوري إمام أهل الحديث في عصره وصاحب كتاب المستدرك على الصحيحين وغيره من المصنفات، وقد روى عنه الصابوني كثيرا في كتابه هذا عقيدة السلف وأصحاب الحديث. بالدمين شيخ، the main teacher is الحاكم أبو عبد الله. This is a famous شيخ، الإمام الحاكم أبو عبد الله الحافظ النيسابوري. He was the Imam of Hadith, of the people of Hadith in his time. He was the great Imam of Hadith in his time. And he's the one who compiled the famous book, Al-Mustadrak ala Sahihain. We hear this a lot. For example, Sahahahu al-Hakim wa wafaqahu al-Dhahabi. Many times you hear this phrase, Al-Imam al-Hakim said it's Sahih, and al-Dhahabi agreed with him. Sometimes the Imam al-Albani too, he says, وَهُوَ كَذَلِكَ, and it is as they say. Sometimes he says, no, it is not like that. You know. As you see, also to highlight that he's one of his main mashayikh and teachers, you will find, as we're going to go through the book and read, from not from this copy, but from this one, Sheikh Rabi's explanation, that, by the way, this is two, the same thing. It's just this one is explained and this one is not. Tayyib. That you'll see that Imam al-Sabuni, he mentioned Imam al-Hakim many times in his book. This book, Aqidat al-Salaf, Ashab al-Hadith. وقد قال مرة حينما روى عنه أسكنه الله وإيانا الجنة فقدمه بالدعاء على نفسه، وهذا يدل على عظيم احترامه وتقديره لمشايخه. Once when he mentioned him, الإمام الصابوني mentioned الإمام الحاكم رحمه الله, and he says, may Allah enter him and ask the Jannah. So he mentioned him before himself in the dua. He didn't say, may Allah grant us Jannah and him. Now he says, may Allah grant him Jannah and me, or and us. Okay? He says, so since he mentioned him first in the dua, that shows that he has a high respect for him, has high respect for his sheikh and for the rest of his mashayikh. ومنهم أبو طاهر محمد بن الفضل ابن محمد بن إسحاق ابن خزيمة كان يروي الكثير عن جده. From his teachers also أبو طاهر محمد بن الفضل ابن محمد بن إسحاق ابن خزيمة. ابن خزيمة is one of the great scholars of hadith. He is the grandfather of this man. He used to narrate a lot of narrations from his grandfather. وقد روى الصابوني صحيح ابن خزيمة من طريق أبي طاهر ومن طريقه أيضا روى بعض ما جاء في كتاب التوحيد. الإمام الصابوني he taught and read the book صحيح ابن خزيمة from the way of Abi Tahir, the grandson of Ibn Khuzayma. And there are so many others, teachers. We're not going to mention them for the lack of a time. وهكذا فقد كان الصابوني رحمه الله كثير السماع والمجالسة والرواية من العلماء لا في بلده نيسابور وحدها، بل رحل إلى عدة بلدان للاستزادة من العلم والرواية، مثل هارات وسرخس وبلاد الشام والحجاز وغيرها كما سبق. صابوني رحمه تعالى used to hear a lot from the ulama. Many mashayikh used to sit with them and listen to them narrating the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not only in his area, Naysabur, but he traveled to many other places to increase from knowledge, and especially in the knowledge of hadith and the narrations of the ahadith. After we mentioned some of his teachers, we mentioned some of his students. As for his students, تلاميذ students, تلاميذ. تلميذ is a student, a one. تلميذ, تلاميذ, students. قال عبد الغافر الفارسي يصف طريقة الصابوني في نشر علمه: نشر العلم إملاء وتصنيفا وتذكيرا واستفاد منه الناس على اختلاف طبقاتهم. عبد الغافر الفارسي رحمه الله says, giving us an idea how Imam al-Sabuni رحمه تعالى disseminated a lot of knowledge amongst the people. He says he has disseminated a lot of knowledge by imla, dictation. You know dictation, right? He dictate people, they hear from him. A lot of hadith, people they heard from him when he dictate narrations. And also by compiling books. Likewise, he disseminated the knowledge, not only by dictation, and also and by teaching, and also by writing. And by reminders, tadhkir, al-wa'd. So great people, many people actually has benefited from him. ولهذا فله عدد كبير من التلاميذ في أمكنة مختلفة. For this reason, this man was always teaching, was always dictating the hadith and the narration, always admonishing the people, always giving da'wah. He has so many students in many different places. قال السمعاني رحمه الله كما في كتاب الأنساب: سمع منه الحديث عالم لا يحصون بخراسان إلى غرنا وبلاد الهند وبجرجان وطبرستان والثغور إلى حران والشام وبيت المقدس والحجاز وبلاد أذربيجان. الإمام السمعاني رحمه الله, he says, you cannot count the people who heard hadith from him. Can't count them. Many people. Why? Because he taught hadith in many places. Khorasan, Gharna in India, Jorjan, Tabrastan, Thogur, Harran, Isham, which is where Palestine and Lebanon and Jordan and Syria now, and Beit al-Maqdis, the Jerusalem, Hijaz, where the Arabian Peninsula, and Azerbaijan. This is a vast, vast land. وقد سمع منه جماعة من أقرانه. And beside this, some of his contemporary scholars and a'imma, they heard the hadith from him as they used to hear from one another. The like of who? Abi Bakr, Ahmed ibn al-Husayn al-Bayhaqi. Hey, the great Imam al-Bayhaqi. He heard from him hadith as well. وجملة سواه. And the like of this caliber of these great scholars of hadith, they heard hadith from him as well. As for Imam al-Bayhaqi, let's give you a little biography on him. هو الإمام الحافظ شيخ خراسان أبو بكر أحمد بن الحسين ابن علي ابن عبد الله البيهقي صاحب التصانيف. So this is a great Imam. He's known as الإمام البيهقي. You heard his name. If your hadith is mentioned in the book Sunan al-Kubra أو كذا, والإمام البيهقي. The ulama, they find narrations, many sound narrations in his books. والحمد لله. From his books الأسماء والصفات, السنن الكبرى, دلائل النبوة, الاعتقاد, وهو من كبار أصحاب أبي عبد الله الحاكم. And Imam al-Bayhaqi is considered one of the great companions, okay, of the great muhaddith Abi Abdullah al-Hakim, sahib al-Mustadrak. كتب الحديث وحفظه من سباة وتفقه وبرع وأخذ في الوصول. He wrote the hadith. He memorized it when he was very young. تفقه وبرع, was a great scholar. أخذ في الوصول, and he, this man was known to be a man who knows the foundations and the principles of the deen. عدد شيوخه أكثر من 100 شيخ. الإمام البيهقي, they mentioned that his teachers and his mashayikh that he learned the deen from are more than 100. not just one or two, 10, more than 100 sheikh. He was born in Sha'ban in the year 384 of the Hijrah and died in Jumad al-Ula in the year 458 of the Hijrah. So he was younger than Al-Imam al-Sabuni. He was 11 years younger than him. Rahimahumullahu jami'an. And also there are so many others. MashaAllah, these are the main ones. At least those are where we're familiar with their names. Mu'allafatuhu. Likewise, Al-Imam al-Sabuni has compiled many, many important and beneficent books. From them is this book, Aqidat al-Salaf wa Ashab al-Hadith. Also, he has compiled a book in the 40 Hadith. Al-Imam al-Nawawi mentioned this in his Muqaddima, of his book, Al-Arba'un al-Nawawiyya, and many other books. Now, عقيدته ومذهبه. What was his عقيده, his creed, and his madhab? المؤلف الصابوني متبع لرأي أهل الحديث والسنة من السلف الصالح فهو سلفي العقيدة. فهو سلفي العقيدة. The author of this book, عقيدة السلف, أصحاب الحديث, الإمام الصابوني, he's upon and follower of the statements of Ahlul Hadith was Sunnah from a Salaf al-Salih. So his Aqidah is Salafiyya. He's Salafi in his creed and Aqidah. وَأَبْرَزُ دَلِيلٌ عَلَى هَذَا هُوَ كِتَابُهُ. And the greatest proof is this book right here that shows this man who is a Salafi in Aqidah. If somebody asks for a proof, this book right here. فقد أوضح المؤلف في أوله أنه سيجمع فيه فصولا في أصول الدين على معتقد السلف راجي الانتفاع به. Because as we're going to read, inshallah, maybe next coming class, the upcoming class, inshallah, that in the introduction he says the reason why he compiled this book, why he wrote this book. He mentioned that he's going to compile and gather chapters in the foundation of the deen upon the belief of a salaf. He's going to gather chapters in the foundation of the deen of the religion, but upon the way and the creed of the salaf. And he mentioned hoping that it will be of benefit, and indeed it's a benefit. Likewise, in the end of this book, in the same book that we will study, alhamdulillah, in the end of it, he mentioned many names of a'imma, great scholars and imams of hadith and sunnah. Those that we follow them, we follow their example. Those who they believe in the same creed that he has established in this book. And then he said, وَأَنَا بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مُتَّبِعٌ لِآثَارِهِمْ مُسْتَدِيءٌ بِأَنْوَارِهِمْ نَاصِحٌ إِخْوَانِي وَأَصْحَابِي أَلَّا يَزِيغُ عَنْ مَنَارِهِمْ وَلَا يَتَّبِعُوا غَيْرَ أَقْوَالِهِمْ إِلَى آخِرِهِمْ. And then he said, after he mentioned a good number of the a'imma of the Salaf, he said, and me, بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ, because of Allah's bounty upon me, he says, I'm following their footsteps. And upon the light that they have left for us, the ilm, the knowledge, advising my brothers and my companions to not deviate away from their path, and advise them not to follow any path other than their path, and do not follow the statement of anyone other than the statements of this imam of as-salaf. قال أما مذهب المؤلف في الفروع, this is an عقيدة. As for in the fiqh and the branches and this, he says what is apparent that he was a Shafi'i. He was followed the madhab of Imam al-Shafi'i. والله أعلم. ثناء العلماء عليه, What if the ulama, when they praise him, what they say about him? Many of the scholars, now I'm going to skip the Arabic text so we can finish before the Iqama, inshallah. أو نذكر العربية إن شاء الله بس أثنى عليه كثير من العلماء many scholars they praised him they praised إمام الصابوني وأقروا له بالإمامة والحفظ many scholars they affirm that he is an imam and he is a حافظ and ومعرفة الحديث الحفظ لعله يختلف عن مرتبة الحافظ many let me say that another time. Many scholars, they affirm that he is imam. And also they affirm his ability to memorize. He was a man who memorized a lot of knowledge. As we mentioned before, that only Ibn Asakir that mentioned that he is a hafid. وَكَذَلِكَ مَعْرِفَةَ الْحَدِيثِ وَالتَّفْسِيرِ وَعُلُومِهَا They affirm for him that this man has a lot of knowledge in hadith, tafsir, and the science of hadith and science of tafsir. وَمَعْرِفَةِ الْأَدَبُ وَغَيْرِهَا مِنْ الْعُلُومُ And also, he was a great imam in the Arabic literatures and in many other fields of the deen. قَالَ فِيهِ أَبُو بَكْرَ الْبَيْهَقِي وَهُوَ مِنْ أَقْرَانِهِ Al-Imam Abu Bakr al-Bayhaqi, the great imam, he mentioned about him and he was his one of his contemporaries because he was younger than him. He said about him, إِنَّهُ إِمَامُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ حَقَّى وَشَيْخُ الْإِسْلَامِ صِدْقًا وَأَهْلُ عَصْرِهِ كُلُّهُمْ مُدْعِنُونَ لِعُلُوِّ شَأْنِهِ فِي الدِّينِ وَالسِّيَادَةِ وَحُسْنِ الْإِعْتِقَادِ وَكَثْرَةِ الْعِلْمِ وَلُزُومِ طَرِيقَةِ السَّلَفِ He says, Imam al-Bayhaqi said about him, he was the Imam of the Muslimin in the truth. And Shaykh al-Islam, and that's a true statement, he says. And his contemporary scholars, all of them, they affirm his highness. Or like he has achieved a high level in the deen, in the religion. And he has good creed, sound creed, حسن الاعتقاد. وكثرة العلم, abundance of knowledge. ولزوم طريقة السلف. And with all of that, they affirm all of them, that this man was upon and he adhered to the path of the Salaf. وقال تاج الدين السبكي, this is one of the great scholars as well, كان مجمعا على دينه وسيادته وعلمه وعلمه لا يختلف عليه أحد من الفرق. Ahad. Taj al-Din al-Subki, one of the great scholars, also he mentioned that al-Imam al-Sabuni, rahimahullah ta'ala, the ulama, they agreed that he was a man, he was a religious man, obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was an imam in knowledge. He says, nobody differ in this one. Nobody differ in this one. We continue after the other, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
أشهد أن محمد رسول
الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
كان شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله حين ينقل عنه ويذكر اسمه يقول الملقب بشيخ الإسلام أو يقول شيخ الإسلام. شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله when he used to narrate from his books, bring statements from his books or mention his name, meaning Imam al-Sabuni's name, he used to say the one who they used to call him Shaykh al-Islam, or he used to say, Qala Shaykh al-Islam, kada kada, al-Sabuni. وكان ابن القيم رحمه الله يقول عنه إمام أهل الحديث والفقه في وقته. Likewise, another great Imam, Shaykh al-Islam, ابن القيم رحمه الله, he used to say about him, about Imam al-Sabuni, إمام أهل الحديث والفقه في وقته. He was an Imam, a great scholar in hadith. Actually, he was the imam of the imams of hadith, of the scholars of hadith and fiqh in his time. This is what Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala said about him. أخيراً وفاته توفي أبو عثمان الصابوني بن إيسابور عصر يوم الخميس الثالث من شهر محرم سنة 49 و400 للهجرة بعد مرض أصابه. As for his death, they said that he died in Imam al-Sabuni رحمه الله died in Naysabur, in the area where he grew up and learned knowledge and taught knowledge and the like. He died by the Asr of Thursday, the 3rd of Muharram, of the year 449 of the Hijrah, after he was sick. And Abdul Ghafir al-Farisi mentioned a story that he, how he got sick, that I'm going to summarize that to you, that it was this plague. Some people came from another area from Bukhara. This is the place where Imam al-Bukhari was from. They came from Bukhara, a book came to him from Bukhara, and they mentioned there was a big plague and a lot of people suffering, and they want him to give, to admonish the people and to remind them of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this plague may come to them and they have to be ready for death. And so he continued to give admonitions until he got sick. He continued admonishing people and making sure they prepare to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they obedient to Allah upon taqwa and this, until he got sick and he died. He died after that illness. رحمه الله تعالى رحمة واسعة وأسكنه فسيح جناته إنه سميع مجيب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show him his mercy and admit him into his spacious gardens of paradise. Indeed, Allah is السميع المجيب. وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.